All right. Well, we are back with an organization that has been just such an incredible partner and resource to not only the award-winning For the People, but to so many listeners who check out our radio stations throughout the region, and especially in the Lower Naugatuck Valley. We'll be talking with the Valley Community Foundation in just a few minutes about a few critically important initiatives, including the kickoff of their Valley Gives Back Drive, which has just started. But we want to talk about another great Valley organization that you hear about a lot on this program, Griffin Health, in recognition of National Lung Cancer Awareness and National Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease Months. In November here, Griffin Health will host a lung health fair from 8 to noon next Saturday, November 9th at Griffin Imaging and Diagnostics Center. And that's at Quarry Walk, this awesome new community at 300 Oxford Road in Oxford. The fair is going to feature information on Griffin's patient-centered lung health services, including its low-dose lung cancer screening program, which we've talked about on this program a number of times, pulmonary rehabilitation, free tobacco and nicotine cessation programs, which we've also promoted here on For the People, respiratory therapy, and Center for Sleep Wellness at Griffin Hospital will also be there. And the best news is there's not only no registration required, but it's also absolutely free. So come on out to Quarry Walk, whether you've been there 100 times or never been there before. You'll breathe easier on November 9th at Griffin Imaging and Diagnostics Center and their National Lung Cancer Awareness and Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease Month celebration, this lung health fair happening next Saturday, November 9th. Head out to it. We are here with our friend David Rivera. He is representing the Valley Community Foundation, which as we speak to him today, November 1st, a couple days before we air this interview, it is the beginning of Valley Gives Back, their campaign, kicking off a 2-month-long initiative encouraging individuals to make planned gifts to their favorite Valley nonprofits and causes. David, how are you?
I'm good, John. Hello, and hello to your audience.
Yes. So we mentioned Quarry Walk there in our little promotion of the Griffin Health Lung Health Fair. And I have to say, I will never think of the ride between 84, Route 84 and Route 8 again without thinking of the horrific tragedy of the August storms that caused so much havoc and tragic death there in the Naugatuck Valley. And it was so gratifying to hear how quickly your organization, the Valley Community Foundation, was able to pivot and step up with a nice amount of cash to create some immediate response and relief for some of the folks and organizations that were hardest hit there in the Valley. Let's start our conversation just reflecting a little bit on that.
Well, yeah, John, it was a horrible tragedy, and lives were lost, and so many lives were disrupted and homes destroyed. And the Valley Community Foundation stepped up quickly and made a donation to the Flood Relief Fund that Team Incorporated had started immediately, because we knew that there were going to be immediate needs. And we made a $20,000 grant to Team, as well as promoted the Flood Relief Fund, and they were able to raise almost $900,000 very quickly to help those affected.
So I should assert here to my friends over these past 30 years at Team, I apologize for alluding to the fact that the initiative was actually established by the Valley Community Foundation. Certainly it was the Team effort, who is a critical ally to the Community Foundation. And in the case of this $20,000 donation to the flood cause, you certainly have proven and reinforced and affirmed that partnership.
Yeah, the Team did a wonderful job and are still doing a wonderful job. And, you know, what came out of this is just the amazing spirit of the Valley and the cohesive response from everybody who came together to help their neighbors in any way, shape, or form. And it was reminiscent of, unfortunately, another tragedy, the 1950s flood, where people had to do that as well back then. But it just goes to show the true spirit and neighborliness of people from the Valley. And if anything good that came of it is just that, is that community spirit and coming together that proved to, that this is a very special community, a community that does good and helps each other. And we were very, very proud and happy to make that grant donation, and grateful for team and all the other people who made donations. Many of our fund holders used their funds to make donations as well, so we have to thank them. Yeah. They made separate donations out of their funds. You know, since 2004, the Valley Community Foundation has been its Valley-based community foundation where people can create a fund, a scholarship, and we will manage it in perpetuity, forever. So long after somebody is gone, their bequest, their fund, their scholarship is here to uplift and help the Valley forever. So that's, you know, that's our reason for being. So whenever we can step in and do that, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit more, if you would, please, David, about the mechanics of how the Valley Community Foundation works and why today's launch of the Valley Gives Back campaign here on November 1st is so critical to infusing your coffers to better do the good work that you and your partners are doing in the Lower Naugatuck Valley.
Well, you know, we were created with one primary goal, which was to build local philanthropy in the Valley. And we started out in 2004 and with just a handful of funds. Some of them helped food banks, some of them helped animal shelters, some of them helped even Griffin Hospital. We have many funds that support either departments or programs at Griffin Hospital, because it is also a nonprofit organization. And so it was founded on the basis that a local Valley-based community foundation can do good both today and for generations to come. And that's exactly what our mission is to keep building the community endowment that helps all avenues and aspects of the community, from causes to entities to organizations, charitable organizations and causes. And people will come and be inspired to make a fund in memory of a loved one who has passed, maybe a fund that supports a high school or maybe a fund that supports a cause. And they'll make a create a fund here that we will manage forever and always be sure to make sure that that gift of grants goes to that cause or organization. And we have had somebody come in just yesterday to create a scholarship at one of the local high schools because their father passed away and he was a big football fan and sports fan. And, you know, football is still big here in the Valley, and they wanted to remember that. And they created a scholarship for scholar athletes at the high school. So that's just a small means of creating a fund or a scholarship here. We have people that leave us small amounts of money and large amounts of money, all with the ideal of supporting the Valley in the future. And that's what our plan is. Because long after I'm gone, this foundation will be here and somebody will be doing my job talking to someone on the media like you about the next program or the next project that we're doing to help boost the Valley.
So in terms of the way your organization helps make it really easy for folks to either fortify a robust initiative of philanthropy in their business, in their world, in their families or their homes, you're also fantastic at being sort of the first place that people can go to learn to be philanthropists. And whenever we talk or I talk to Sharon down there, the important message is that, you know, if you can spare a dollar, you're a philanthropist. This is not for independently wealthy lotto winners, fifth generation, you know, folks with money. This is a this is something anybody can do, and there is no minimum that folks can do to begin to build a lifelong philanthropic attitude.
Yes, exactly. You know, you don't have to be a millionaire to create a fund at the Valley Community Foundation. As a matter of fact, most of our fund holders are, you know, come from, you know, humble roots. But what they are generous. And you'll know that the Valley is very generous and that people support certain organizations, churches, nonprofits. You know, every year they're very dedicated with a check or an annual donation. And a lot of people want to continue that after they're gone because they don't want that organization or cause to miss out on their support. And there's a very easy ways to do it. You know, some people leave money in their wills to create a fund. Some people just dedicate a retirement account, annual distribution from their retirement accounts to their fund to create a fund. And there are ways to do it so it doesn't affect your pocketbook or bank account in your lifetime. That's another thing. A lot of people think that's going to change their retirement or change their investments. It doesn't have to at all. So, you know, we're here to talk to people about their options and ideas that they have so that it works with what they want to do and what they have in regards to supporting their nonprofits or Valley.
And it all starts at valleygivesback.org, an easy-to-access resource providing options, ideas, and tools for anyone interested in making a planned gift or to learn more. In the last minute or two that we have with you, David, we also want to look much more forward, and that's to the 25th anniversary of the Valley Community Foundation and a potential for a new opportunity for philanthropists in the 25 for the 25th campaign. I'm excited you're able to share a little bit about that here in the last minute or so that we have.
Yeah, even though we're kicking off this this week, our two-month Valley Gives Back campaign, where people can give directly to a nonprofit or cause, they don't really have to go through VCF to do it. We're encouraging philanthropy because any and all philanthropy lifts the Valley, which is, you know, what we really care about. But in 5 years from now, we're going to be celebrating our 25th anniversary. We're celebrating our 20th this year, and we had separate occasions to celebrate it. But 25 years is a big deal, so we're going to be kicking off a special endowment campaign to raise a substantial amount of money for the community as a whole by our 25th year. So you'll be hearing more about that. But we're calling it 25 for the 25th, and the details will be released soon. But it's another major campaign that will benefit the Valley as a whole because we're really looking to build our endowment. You know, we have more than 260 funds here. Mm-hmm. We want to build more funds, but we also want to build that endowment so that for generations to come, the Valley Community Foundation will be there to support you know, any and all of our well-deserved nonprofits and causes in this area.
Since 2004, each year, the Valley Community Foundation distributes approximately $2 million in grants and supports local nonprofits and the people they serve. In addition to grant making, VCF works in strong partnership with the Community Foundation for Greater New Haven to promote philanthropy in Ansonia, Derby, Oxford, Seymour, and Shelton. They also receive funding from the Gates Fund and other preference funds to benefit the Valley. You can find out more about the foundation at valleyfoundation.org. And please consider returning to or becoming a first-time participant in the Valley Gives Back initiative at valleygivesback.org. David Rivera for the Valley Community Foundation, once again, thank you, sir, and best of luck with the campaign.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.